RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
That's a good point. I'm gonna make sure
He probably went and was like, what's D'Lo and KC? Oh man, I'm never listening to that show.
I gotta make sure there's no picture with him and Jason Verrett on his Instagram.
Bryce brings up a hell of a point.
I don't think so. I think we're clear there.
You had no trouble taking a picture with Carmichael Dave. But Patrick Willis asked to take a picture, and it's like, no.
I should have took it with the D'Lo and KC crew neck.
Well, lessons learned, man.
Wait a minute. What is this? What day is this? What? Oh, no. Okay. I don't think this is it. I'm about to say, did he post the day? No. Okay. I think we're good. Wait a minute. I think this is the day, actually. Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they did play on October 27th.
What a colossal
Wait
failure.
Wait a minute. That day is on his,
you are,
on his Instagram.
You are a failure to this show. Unbelievable.
All right. My mistake.
There aren't enough my bads.
Mistake.
There aren't enough my
well,
bads.
Well, it wasn't him and Jason Verrett, though, so I'm okay.
This is the ultimate Buddy Hield my bad moment.
Okay. But Claire Kittle right over there. She's tall.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say my guess is Claire Kittle is about 5'9".
Well, the Kittle thing's coming to the zone.
I'm gonna check it out, man. I got support.
What happened to the four? Like the stories today. Like we're week one in just today. All right, George Kittle's. This is literally 2 days after the first game. Okay. Juwan's not bad. MRIs, CT scans, he might be able to play Sunday. Brock Purdy, no update on him today. You cut your kicker. You signed a kicker. Okay, that's going to excite most of the fan base because they're so frustrated with Jake Moody. Oh, by the way, your tight end, Hall of Famer tight end, he's going to IR, so he's out the next 4 weeks. And no, we don't really have anything to offer you today. We will tomorrow on Fred Warner, Trent Williams, Brock Purdy, all of that other stuff. We're a week into the season. This is the maddening part about being a sports fan. Mm-hmm. You wait all off season for football to get here. You, and I'm speaking specifically of you, not the general term you pray to get through preseason uninjured.
That's all I asked for.
And they did it. They did it.
And it doesn't
until
matter.
The day before the first game, and all of a sudden, hey, there's something wrong with Christian McCaffrey. It's his Achilles again. It's his calf again. It's something to be concerned about. It's a scary injury. Okay, he's going to go out there, and he's going to play. Everything's going to be fine, but everything else is going to go wrong. And you're one game into the season. We said this yesterday. The difference the monumental difference between 1-0 and 0-1. 0-1 in dealing with all of these stories is excruciating. 1-0 in dealing with all of these stories is, okay, all right. All right, we can get through it.
100%. 100%. And you're looking at this team and who they're playing. They could have all this stuff going on and be 2-0. And they'd be like, phew. Mm-hmm. All right. And the way I would look at that is one step closer to getting healthier. You know,
just
assuming that you don't lose anybody in that Saints game. But it's like, all right, one step closer to getting DeMarcus Robinson back. One step closer to Kittle being back. And now you can really start. If you can start putting money in the bank right now by getting these wins, starting 2-0, 3-1, by the time you get midseason and you feel like you're starting to be healthy and get people back, now you've put money in the bank. You're at 5-2 by the time George Kittle comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, well, now we can start cooking. And you combine that with, like, I keep talking about how Kyle's like, yo, we're going to get better. The hope is to get better as the season goes along with these young guys. Now you've got them 6-7 games of experience. They're starting to get a feel for the NFL game. And you can start combining that with guys being healthy and coming back to the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's talk.
I think the other thing is, and not to be disrespectful to the other teams in the league, like,
no, go ahead,
you've got to feel good about the schedule that you have. Like, part of the conversation today, part of the conversation about Mac Jones, part of the conversation about Brock Purdy's, you know, questionable availability is the fact they're playing the New Orleans Saints.
Yes.
And the Saints are, they're in the Arch Manning sweepstakes. Mm. And, you know, you could certainly see surprises at the beginning of the season. I thought the Colts were firmly in that sweepstakes. At least after 1 week, they're not. They might return there this weekend. But the Saints aren't a good football team. And the 49ers don't have a particularly tough schedule. So you're kind of – it just skews your thinking a little bit, and you find ways to rationalize. It goes back to the question I asked you to start this whole thing. How much can the 49ers survive? Well, they have a lot of things that might lay the groundwork for them being able to survive a lot. And part of it is that schedule. Part of it is the fact that none of these injuries, at least so far, and to a certain degree, including Kittle, appear to be like super serious. Mm-hmm. I think we all knew. When we saw Kittle in street clothes so fast, and plus it's a hamstring, like, we all know enough. Like, football be damned. We know enough about basketball. You're out.
Yeah.
It's just a question of how long. Like, maybe in football, maybe you're only going to miss a game or two, but you're not playing the next week. It's, again, I'm not trying to be funny. If you're in street clothes that fast, you're not playing the next week.
Right.
And it's like, okay, even 4 weeks, it's not the end of the world, but you could survive that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's a lot of things that have laid out. Like, I think the 49ers could survive a lot of this. As long as it doesn't get too much worse, they can survive a lot of it.
It feels like it's kind of got to stop here.
That'd be great.
It's got to stop here.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You can handle it if it stops here. If it's more, we've got a problem.
If we only have one All-Pro on IR, all right. Now, if we're watching the injury report on a week-to-week basis, that's fine. That's football.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just comes with being a football fan.
Right.
Like, you're watching that injury report every week. You're listening or reading about the news conferences every Monday. And I think the thing that is really throwing this all for a loop is we knew Juwan, we knew George, we knew Fred, Trent. Mm-hmm. No one had a clue there was anything wrong with Brock Purdy
What?
The only thing I thought after the game was Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey looked like two school children standing up there doing that post game together. That's the only thing I thought about Brock Purdy after the game. And then to find out, like, his toe's a little banged up.
Hmm.
In the shoulder. Oh, Well, okay.
And the toe's worse.
Why? When? How?
How did we get here?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that the unexpected was the Brock Purdy injury.
Right. I don't want to jinx myself or say anything too crazy, but if it was more like the Juwan Jennings where it was like, oh, he's kind of banged up, kind of mm-hmm. bruised, but, you know, results come back clear, you know, we'll monitor it as the week goes along.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fine. If that was the way it was for Kittle, you know, it'd be fine. But Kittle being out, obviously, first and foremost, and then the uncertainty of what may happen with Brock Purdy, like you said, it's got everybody on edge. Got me on edge.
Indeed it does,
I'm
man.
Everybody.
Yeah, yes, you are everybody, and that's fine. You're every 49ers fan, for sure. And given your injury history, that's mm-hmm. another component in all of this. It's perfectly fine to be on edge a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Jason Jones joins us. We'll talk to him about week one. We'll talk to him about his Raiders. Maybe we'll ask him about this little run the Giants are on. And, man, we're going to ask him about Kawhi Leonard because there were some developments in that story from the Toronto side of the 2019 negotiations that we want to talk to Jason for the first time about. And we'll do that with either one Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At least once or twice a week, I walk out of the studio and come back, and Casey is fighting the chatty house.
I'll never fight the chatty house.
About boxing in UFC. Like, it's a tradition unlike any other. Jim Nance would say.
Shout out Jim Nance. Didn't he stop the Masters?
Did he?
I thought he was retiring from the Masters. Last year was his last one. I could be wrong. I could have just heard that. Yeah.
Well, with you, who knows, man?
Awful announcing would have told me. Yeah.
Awful announcing absolutely would have told you. Absolutely. Jason Jones going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. We will talk to him about a variety of different things, including his Raiders and maybe what surprised him the most in week number one of the NFL season. Good eye by KC as they just ran a promo for Thursday night's game. Mm. And that's a good game.
Yeah.
That is a game to look forward to. The Commanders, if I read the bottom line right, it was Commanders at Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's going to be. They always do that. They always give you, you know, the first.
KC's Packers first or KC's Commanders against Jesse's Packers.
No.
Go, Pack, go.
Go, Pack, go.
Not my Commanders.
Did you pick the Packers to go to the Super Bowl?
I don't even know if I made a pick.
No, Jesse going to give us our pick after the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. Ask me again in January.
No, you had to have made a pick, didn't you?
I don't remember. No, I don't think I made it. I'll go, I don't know, it's on the spot. We'll go Packers.
Maybe I'm thinking of 4-in, 4-out.
Packers-Ravens?
We definitely did that.
Packers-Ravens, okay.
Like, are the Ravens not going to choke, though?
I'd love Packers-Ravens, but I picked Packers-Bills.
Ravens looked like they were just going to walk to the Super Bowl during that Sunday night game, and it's like, oh, no, the Bills won.
And then they didn't.
I got Eagles-Ravens. That's my Super Bowl.
I never did follow up on if you've picked the Ravens or 49ers in every Super Bowl since this show.
He has, because he's done Ravens-Niners like three times, and then it was like Niners-Bills, or like this year where it was Ravens versus whoever he picked. Eagles, yeah.
Well, it's rare that you don't pick the 49ers on the NFC side.
Yeah.
But I think this might be
the first year.
I'm trying to think, have you ever picked Kansas City? And I don't know that you have.
I think I said the Niners and Chiefs are going to run it back.
Oh, you did. Damn it. You're absolutely right. You did. I remember that.
I might have said Bills one time, too.
I don't think you've ever said the Bills.
I think you had it at 49ers Bills like the second year of D'Lo and Casey, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think I said Bills
that just
one
sounds
time.
Sounds ridiculous.
You guys were at home, I think, still.
Let's bring Jason Jones in. He's got a Raiders hat on. His team's 1-0.
Well, you know, feels good.
Of course, he's got to come on dressed for Halloween in September.
What are you talking about, man? We're making a run, man. Don't worry about what we're doing. We're making a run.
Making a run at what?
Making a run at getting ready to beat your ass in the postseason.
Well,
if we get there.
The great part about this is you're not going to be able to beat the Dodgers' ass in the postseason if you don't beat them in the regular season.
Well, that's a good point.
You've got seven games against Jason Jones' Dodgers remaining on your 18-game schedule.
I'm trying to get the Dodgers in the wild card, man. That's what I'm trying to do.
You want to lose again in the playoffs to the Dodgers?
No, well, whatever. Like, we still got more championships. I mean, you guys still
got a lot
to catch up on. But I just want to get you in the wild card in general. Not a
Niner Cowboy fan. Talk about the most recent stuff. No, let's go back to the 50s and the 60s and the 70s.
Really going.
And 10 years ago. I'm talking about the last time. What happened the last time?
You guys won the series.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about 2010.
That's what's up. I mean, look, when you don't have lineage, that's what you go to. You know, when you ain't got three of them things in the last 15 years, that's what you go to. When you only got one, you got to focus on the one, and I understand that.
Well, they have two.
I'm sorry, our
they definitely don't have two.
We have two.
No,
and I'm sorry.
The hell you do.
I'm sorry, our Balco lineage isn't as deep as yours. I'm sorry.
Yeah, where did Ryan Umandasi get his stuff from? What was that? What was that play? Where did Piazza get his stuff from? What was that place called?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think Piazza was Balco.
Piazza's in the Hall of Fame. I have to look this up. Career.
Kevin Brown, where'd he get his juice from?
I don't know, but Piazza made the Hall of Fame, so clearly they know he was never using that stuff with a Dodger. Clearly he was.
No, he was good.
He'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was good. He was good. Yeah, no.
Everyone in the Hall of Fame is clean.
Pudge.
Yeah, if you make the Hall of Fame, that means you never did anything wrong. We all know that.
That's right.
I mean, I don't understand. You know, there's a reason why guys like Clemens and Bonds aren't in. They're clearly bad people.
Yeah. Obviously.
Because the Hall of Fame would never let a bad person in, ever.
Never. No, Ty Cobb was a great stand-up guy.
Yeah, outstanding stand-up citizen, you know. No, a friend
Man
of all
of the year.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ty Cobb was a friend of all humanity.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb was.
Flip that and be like, look, we heard Jason on the radio talking about how much he loves Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb probably. He probably jumped up with excitement.
Like,
once,
we heard you.
He probably jumped up with excitement when he saw Nick Bosa dislodge that ball there at the end of the game. He's like, that's what I'm talking about.
Attaboy.
Go get him.
Attaboy.
I think Nick would have probably been more happy if that had been Geno back there, though.
Well, so we speculated that maybe he didn't know Geno wasn't there anymore.
He didn't want to actually hit Darnold. You know, he was like, "Let me use the lineman." You know, I can't, you know, actually hit him.
Yeah, he didn't deliver the hit with that one. He just
he was like, "I can't really do it." He's like, "Oh, what if I see Kyler Murray though? It's on."
He just pushed the offensive lineman. I'll let you guess what ethnicity he was. Pushed him into the to Darnold. Y'all for more?
Pushed him right into. That's why
I laugh whenever I see like black folks in a Bosa jersey. I'm like, of all the guys on the team, that's the guy you bought.
That is crazy.
Of all of them,
I'll be honest.
I haven't seen that. I have. I saw it on Facebook on Sunday. I was like, really?
I was like,
was Brock Purdy sold out? Was Fred Warner not available?
You think,
don't like Trent? I mean, all the guys, and the person who was wearing it is a Beyonce fan too. I was so confused.
He
lost his damn mind.
I was like, this is. I'm like, okay, that's like me rocking a Max Crosby jersey right now.
I saw a lot of '97 jerseys in Rockland over the weekend.
It checks out.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough.
Not many throwback Kaepernick jerseys up there.
Not many. How do you feel after week one, man? I thought your Raiders looked really good. Like, I love that first drive. I love Geno. I mean, a term we used a lot yesterday was, hey, this looks like a competent football team right now.
Man, Raider fans lost their mind. We saw like a quarterback that was competent. I mean, you don't even have to be great. It was just like, wow, he actually threw an accurate pass.
That's how 49ers fans are going to feel when the kicker makes a 30-yard field goal next week.
Actually, Jake Moody won them that game because he's like, we can't go. We got to go for it on fourth down from the 20. We can't risk this.
That's just crazy. That's what we're left with.
We can't do this. This is a 38-yard field goal. You know, but, yeah, I thought, you know, yeah, having a quarterback and a running back, that's why I was laughing. I saw a clip of Antonio Pierce saying, all I wanted was a quarterback and a running back.
It looked good, though.
I liked what I saw. I mean, offensively, like I said, just the fact they had the ability to throw the ball. I don't think people realize how bad it was last year. Like, last year, I don't know how Jacoby Myers caught all those passes. I'm like, because there was literally no reason to be afraid of them passing the ball. You know, I like Chip Kelly, you know, he was scheming up some stuff, you know, moving guys around, got multiple receivers involved, which was rare. Last year was like either throw to Myers, Bowers, or take a sack. You know, it was, I'm not going to act like they beat, the 95 Cowboys, but this is the same team that last year or year before lost to some quarterback who was like a Division III guy for Chicago. You know, so I mean, they also had Josh McDaniels as a coach at some point. So I think going from 2 years ago, it was Josh, go from that to Pete Carroll. I mean, you go from whoever Antonio Pierce hired as coordinator for who that guy was to Chip Kelly. I think, you know, like you keep Patrick Graham, you know. I liked what I saw, you know, for, you know, week one. You know, like I said, Raider fans are like, oh, my God, we haven't seen a quarterback that we didn't want to fight since maybe 2016 Derek Carr.
Did you see that clip of Antonio Pierce saying he wanted to draft a running back and they wouldn't let him? Antonio.
Yeah, well, he wanted a quarterback, too. And I think you can't hate on the Bowers pick, though.
No, not at all.
I didn't hate the Bowers pick at all. That was like, because the guy I wanted was Jalen Carter a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And they took whatchamacallit.
Well, he wouldn't have even played on Sunday.
He wouldn't have spit on the cold, you know. Okay. But a couple of years ago, I wanted Jalen Carter. They took the dude from Texas Tech who, like, we're just hoping he flashes. I'm like, come, I'm tired of you guys drafting people that 3 years later, you're still hoping he shows something. Yeah. You know, but yeah, you can't be mad at the Bowers pick.
No. By the way, Brock Bowers says his knee is fine. He's day to day.
There we go.
He said there's nothing to be concerned about. Of course, this is Brock Bowers saying that. So, I mean, certainly better than the alternative, because that was a little, it was a little scary. But yeah. He says his knee's fine.
The alternative being George Kittle.
The alternative being George Kittle. That's right.
Yeah, you know, you got you know, Raiders got arguably, you know, best tight end in football in the team.
Sure. They might. Yeah, they might. I mean, the guy in Kansas City.
He had that one long catch. I'm like, he's out running people. I said, okay, got some things working here. You got Myers going.
Like the other two that we talk about, Bowers is a playmaker. Mm-hmm. Like he's far above the scope of a tight end. Like he is a playmaker.
Facts.
Yeah, he's a tight end that you've got to go into the game and say we have to put two guys on him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got to take him away, and that's what made the offense so hard to watch last year. That you saw teams do that, and they just couldn't figure out how to do anything. I mean, the running game was atrocious. You know, who was the running back? Was it the dude from they got from Minnesota? And
Madison? I was last year.
That's it was crazy. Madison and Zamir White, and Zamir couldn't hold on to the ball. Yeah. There was just so much wrong with them last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take my week one overreactions. You know,
not they're wrong going with to it.
Well, you know,
okay.
You know, everyone's either really good or really bad after week one. You know how it is.
Raiders are beating the Bills, Ravens, Chiefs. Everybody,
all of them,
they're ready to make a
all run. Of them. They're going, you know. Well, you know, the Ravens are already in playoff form, so hey,
damn,
oh,
damn, Ravens,
that's uncalled for.
Ravens got to wear this one this week, man. They got to wear it, man, because
I don't know if it was September or January when I saw that game.
Mm-mm. You know what's funny to me? You know what's interesting to me is how the Ravens get this label of chokers, and they can't never win the big one. Nobody says that about the Bills.
I don't know about. Nobody know what it is, I think? At least in a couple of their losses, you could say Josh Allen balled out and they just didn't win. The Ravens don't have a playoff loss. Maybe you include the one from last year where they lost, but then Lamar had two turnovers, I think. So you don't have that game where you're like, man, Lamar was
he wasn't perfect, but when he needed to be, he was.
Mm. Yeah.
He couldn't have done anything more what'd Giselle say? He can't throw it and catch it.
Mm. Yeah, but he also put the ball on the ground, and the knock would then be, well, if he doesn't do it. I mean, Baltimore controlled that game last year.
Yeah.
They lost the game because of Lamar's turnovers.
Mm-hmm. And
I mean, even the game on Sunday, for 55 minutes, Baltimore was the better team.
Yeah.
And then all of us, you know, then Derrick Henry all of a sudden decides he doesn't want to hold on to the ball.
I mean, the Bills didn't have the Chiefs come to their place in a divisional round 2 years ago, and choked away it went. Like they were in the lead, I think, in the fourth quarter, maybe third quarter. Josh Allen drove them down, missed the third down. They missed the field goal. Couldn't get it done.
You know what I think that is more than anything else? It's because it's only one team. It's an appreciation of Patrick Mahomes.
True.
It doesn't change the scenario. You're 100% right. But I think it's more of a, man, the Bills did it again versus, man, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs did it again.
And they ignore when Joe Burrow beat his ass in Buffalo.
Yeah, kind of the story is that outside of Joe Burrow and now Jalen Hurts, no one beat Tom Brady, nobody beats Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. I think if you're losing to the Chiefs, it's like, okay, well, they lost to the team that won the Super Bowl. It's like the Ravens don't have that. We lost to the Chiefs. When they did play the Chiefs, it was that game where Lamar wouldn't run. It was like, what are you doing? Run. Mm. And it was almost like he was going to prove that game he could pass.
Mm.
So I'm a big Derrick Henry fan. You know, I love that they have a running back who's like a primary back. They're not doing the platoon thing. I love watching Lamar Jackson play. I would love to see them advance, but I mean, when I watch the Ravens, I really don't give a damn about what they do until January. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
To me, none of it matters to me, because when you can look around and say, well, Joe Burrow beat him, mm-hmm. you know, and so it's like, and the same goes to me with Josh Allen. you got it. You know, at this point, those two guys kind of have the same thing.
It feels like the Ravens need to win games. Josh Allen needs to beat one person.
He does, but like I said, we ignore that Joe Burrow went into his building and beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, was that 3 years ago?
It was in the same run.
Yeah.
It was in the same run.
Yeah, it was.
My whole thing. We don't talk about the Bills in that way, but we talk about the Ravens in that way.
Hmm.
I think part of that is that how many MVPs does Lamar have now?
Two or three? Two. Yeah, he was
two.
I think
part of it is just that Lamar is so spectacular that it's like, well, why? I think it's almost an indictment just on how good he is. And then you look at that roster beyond Lamar. I mean, you look at the rosters on Sunday. To me, it's not close who has a better roster. I mean, I would take Zay Flowers over any receiver that Buffalo has. I would take Baltimore's tight ends. I would take Derrick Henry over Cook. I would take Lamar. I'd take Lamar over Josh Allen. You know, defensively, neither team looked great. But I think in terms of like star power or guys who I think could make plays, I would probably still go. No, the Ravens don't. I mean, Buffalo doesn't have a Kyle Hamilton. They don't have a Marlon Humphrey at corner. So I think it's also a little bit unfair that they act like it's just Lamar. It's not just Lamar. But, you know, I just think he's going to bear the brunt of that until they break through.
Yeah. Both of them. I think both of those teams are ready to dethrone the Chiefs in the AFC this year. Either one of those teams.
Yeah, I don't care who does it. Could someone please, you know, end the devil's run somehow?
What if it's the Chargers?
I mean, they damn near won.
What if it's the Niners? Like, what if the Niners beat them?
Well, they can't do it because they'll get to the fourth quarter and Shanahan will have a lead.
Would you be happy? Would you be happy if the Niners beat the Chiefs and like made Patrick Mahomes look crazy?
I would not be happy because I would not be happy in this sense. I live in Northern California. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear Niner fans talk. Do I want the Chiefs to win? No. So I don't want to hear Niner fans. Like I said, that would be the Super Bowl I hope gets canceled. Like, you know, the lights go out, you know, they declare it a tie. I don't know. Why do they have to win at all? The Chargers won't because we know what the Chargers do in the postseason. We know what they do. I think the best hope is Lamar or Josh Allen. Or maybe the division is finally so tough that they get beat up a bit and they get to the playoffs and, you know, maybe, you know, they got to go on the road twice. I don't know.
This will be the year, Jason. It's not happening this year for the Chiefs. It ain't.
I said that 2 years ago. They won the damn Super Bowl.
No.
I said, there's no way that – I'm like, objectively, the Niners are a better team than them. I'm like, the Niners should win this game. Like, they're objectively a better team.
I thought they should have lost all three of those games in the play. They should have lost to the Bills. They should have lost to the Ravens. They should have lost to the Niners. And they won the Super Bowl.
I was like, this is the year. I'm like, they were not the better team, player, like roster by roster, and at least two of those games, they were not the better team. Mm. But like I said, Patrick Mahomes, I don't know what deal he made. I guess the deal that Brady made, once Brady retired, you know, Satan said, hey, Patrick, I still got some more of that stuff over here if you want it. You know, because I mean, they damn near won the game last week.
See, that fourth down when Khalil Mack was chasing him and I forgot who it was wide open. 40
yards. I'm like,
said,
how does that keep happening for him? How does that keep happening for him? It was like, even like the Kelce touchdown, it was like, you both, I mean, we know he's not the same Travis Kelce that he was a few years ago, but you still don't leave him wide open. Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I will believe the Chiefs are dead when they're dead. I don't believe they are yet. I can't accept. Because remember, a couple of years ago, remember Detroit went in there and beat them up opening night, and it was like, okay, maybe it's a new day. Mm-hmm. AFC title game. There's Kansas City there again somehow.
Shifting away from the NFL, we have not had the opportunity to talk to you about this yet. Last Wednesday, one of the most amazing NBA stories in history broke, and it involves Kawhi Leonard, aspiration, and your beloved Los Angeles Clippers. And when I say beloved, boy, do I mean that as a joke. What? I mean, and then today we've got like a Toronto report where the details of the 2019 Raptors negotiation with Kawhi Leonard has been made public, and Uncle Dennis's request for owning part of the Maple Leafs and $10 million in endorsements a year.
I respect this gangster. He's like, I'm gonna ask for whatever.
I'm gonna ask for the hockey team.
Ask for it.
As if Kawhi was going to a bunch of Maple Leafs games or something. The last time, only time I've ever seen Kawhi like happy at a sporting event was either the Padres game. I mean, he was like behind home plate, all smiling, like, yeah. I was like, you're more excited at that game than you are at a Clipper game. I mean, this thing. Can we start with that Steve Ballmer interview where he expects us to? They swindled me too. They conned me. Okay, Steve. They conned. Okay. Did you talk to Kawhi? No. Okay.
He was real careful not to throw Kawhi and Uncle Dennis under the bus, though, mm-hmm. in that interview. Mm-hmm. He was really, really careful with his words.
Yeah, I mean, after that interview aired, I had a bunch of my homies hit me going, I mean, who don't even, they were like, that was a terrible interview. Like, they didn't ask him any, like, no follow-up. Like, well, why haven't you talked to Kawhi? I'm supposed to believe that you're accused of circumventing, you know, and then the other report comes out, well, he got another $20 million over here, too. Hmm. I mean, these are some pretty damning things. And the idea, you know, and then that tweet resurfaces for every retweet. They're going to plant a tree or whatever. And just the idea of trees being planted in Kauai, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, and I just remember that 2019 because, you know, I'm covering the NBA then, and there were all type of rumors floating around about what Kawhi would or would not do. And basically, and I know people who have been around that organization and talked to people, and they all told me, you know, Kawhi wants it basically a situation he can control. Hmm. Or he is in control. He can do what he wants, basically. Whether that be Kawhi saying it or Uncle Dennis. That was the word out there. Like, the word out there back then was that Kawhi was like, I'm not playing more than 60 games a season ever again. Ever. Mm-hmm. Do not expect me to play 80 games for you. Mm-hmm. If you sign me, you get me for basically, you know, two-thirds of the season at best in the playoffs. That was the word 6 years ago. And, you know, and the whole Paul George thing, you know, he wanted to, poor Paul George is just a pawn in Kawhi's life. He's like, wherever I go, I'm going to bring PG. And it's actually, one of the homies made a good point. He said,
Toronto, by the way, I don't know that I mentioned that. I'm sorry, Jason. Paul George was on the list of demands for Toronto.
Yeah, he was on. It was like, yeah, and get me Paul George. Poor Kyle Lowry doesn't even realize that Kawhi was going to ship him out. Siakam didn't even know that he wasn't wanted.
Crazy.
I'm like, did Paul George have his own mind, or was it just whatever you want me to do, Kawhi? You know, and someone said, because you remember last year when Paul left the Clippers, there was kind of like, it felt like he took it real personally. They chose Kawhi. I said, maybe he was mad that he didn't get the tree deal, too. He's like, hold up. You gave that man a tree deal.
Didn't get the tree
deal. And I played way more than him. Not that he didn't also get hurt, but like, I'm out there playing in the playoffs with no help, and he's getting money from trees. not even real trees. Maybe that's why Paul George was annoyed. He was like, I got to take less money and no tree money? Hmm. Well, and to me, it would be so Clippers if they did all this and they still couldn't get out the conference finals.
Mm-hmm.
To do all that, to go lose in the first round last year, or do all that and to lose in the second round, or blow 3-1 leads in the playoff. I mean, you got to think about what Kawhi has done since he's been there. Because you all know the backstory about who Paul George's ex is and all that or whatever. That man made Doc Rivers coach the man who cheated on his daughter. Well, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. He made Doc Rivers coach his daughter's ex.
And look, ironically,
that man Kawhi is a gangster. He don't say nothing. He still got them braids. He ain't cutting off. That man is a gangster. I'd be afraid of Kawhi Leonard if I was down in L.A.
Well, look, ironically, the time they went the furthest they ever went, Kawhi didn't even play.
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying PG got to be like, well, I got to the conference finals. I can't get no fake deal to endorse. I don't know, smog free car or something. He's like, where are my 48? Come on, Mr. Ballmer, where are my 28 million on the side for not doing anything?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jay, you mentioned that you were covering the league in 2019 when all of this stuff allegedly had happened, and there were rumors out there regarding Kawhi or Uncle Dennis and their respective demands. But how we've been trying to figure out, like, and we've gotten a little insight on it, like, how prevalent is this type of stuff?
I don't know how prevalent it is. I think what made this one so different was that this is not the agent asking, but this is, you know, this is his uncle who clearly has a bigger voice in these rooms than actually even Kawhi does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might have been Mark Cuban said, you know, you can't really be mad at Dennis for asking for whatever. He's not an agent. He can't really get in trouble for asking for stuff. Making this tell him it's against the rules. But I just think it's just, you know, when you start seeing all this stuff come out, like a private, not can my family fly on the plane? Because remember, what was the story that Orlando lost Tim Duncan because Doc wouldn't let his family on the team plane or something?
Yeah.
Imagine that, how the NBA shifted because the coach was like, no, your wife can't be on the plane. Man, if I was Orlando, I'd have let Tim Duncan's wife, kids, that would have been their personal family flight. I wouldn't have cared if it meant getting Tim Duncan.
Personal family
flight. I mean, that whole family, they could have been on the road with him all year if that made Tim Duncan happy. you know, oh, you need your kids at all 82? Okay, come on. Hop on the plane, you know. But, yeah, I think there's – guys are always going to try to get what they can, but I think there's ways to do it other than what this appears to be, you know, because I think someone said it's not crazy that a team sponsor would want to have the team's most popular player, you know, in an endorsement deal, you know. I forget who's on the who's the Kings like patch person now.
Oh, well, we lost it. It was that license plate company.
Yeah, they didn't replace it yet.
Nah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. That'd be kind of a weird.
The DEI era of Sacramento was over. They decided they didn't need to use that anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be kind of a weird thing to have, like Sabonis touting his license plate. Yeah, I don't know what you would do with that, but you know,
can't remember what that thing was called. I want to say Revive. It wasn't Revive. It was something like that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't think this. I think that you. You're going to have guys ask people to trade for people. That's not uncommon or crazy. I mean, guys are going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I just think when you look at kind of the totality, it makes a lot more sense why Kawhi was not going to be a Spur for life. if there was one team where he couldn't get away with doing all this, you know, it would have. And this was what's as crazy is he didn't go to the Lakers where Jeannie Buss probably would have tried to do everything for him. But she's not rich like Ballmer. She couldn't have dropped $50 million on trees. You know, she couldn't have been. I got to stop saying paying for trees because that sounds like something else. But
well, we said that the Kings and every other away team needs to play money trees every time that.
Oh, you got to. You got to. I mean, you got to invite the Stanford tree, you know. I mean, you know, it's got to be like environmental night when the Clippers are in town.
Oh, yeah, plant a tree night.
You
know,
you got to bring kids out there to bring their tree. Their little trees are going to go outside of Golden One, the half court. But then again, you know.
It's a spire night at the Golden One Center. Everybody, tell us what you aspire to be.
Yeah. What are your aspirations in life, little Johnny?
Hello, Johnny.
I mean, it's bad enough the Clippers mascot is a bird in knee pads. Now this.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's not.
It's just such a Clipper thing to happen.
And we have gone back and forth on whether we actually think this is going to happen, but hypothetically, if Adam Silver levied some stern ramifications on the Los Angeles Clippers for this, a stern punishment. Is there an argument to be made? Because I tried to make one that Kawhi Leonard signing with the Los Angeles Clippers is one of the worst in league history.
I think there's an argument to be made.
Given the fact you lost 5 first round picks to acquire Paul George, which was allegedly a part of the deal, you lost SGA, and now you potentially add more draft picks onto this, a huge fine, and ultimately it winds up with Kawhi Leonard's contract potentially being voided, him no longer being on your team, Paul George already being on the surgery table in Philadelphia, and you walking away with absolutely nothing.
You've got no championships.
Nothing. You got the Intuit Dome.
Nothing. Yeah.
Which I think you were going to get anyways, but.
And think about it. It was already going to look bad given all the injuries and the time you missed.
Yeah.
Right.
So you add that, you know, it's like you weren't. I mean, there's a lot of times where you went to a Clipper game and the best player was not. It was either Paul George or last year Norman Powell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and you traded Norman Powell in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, they gave up. I remember somebody told me back then they gave up a lot to sell their soul to get Kawhi Leonard. They gave up a lot of control and everything Remember, part of that story too was the reason why the Lakers were mad because they thought they had him, and then basically Kawhi was like, "You don't get me, Paul George, I'm go to the Lakers." And okay, well, what do you want to give up? You know, okay, well, how many picks you want? Okay, whatever. You know, I don't know how true that is, but like I said, there were so many stories flying around about Kawhi back then about what he did or didn't want. But I think in retrospect, in terms of like cover, if he wanted to like chill, he should have went to the Lakers, because if you're on LeBron's team, I mean, he would have had LeBron and AD. He really could have just been like, hey, I'm the number 3 guy. I got bad knees. I'm just trying to get ready for the postseason. But, you know, there's also the kind of the specter of you go to the Clippers, there's no pressure. There's pressure, you know, there's pressure on the Lakers. I mean,
you've been playing with LeBron with all James. This,
yeah, even with all this happens that he's been a Clipper, no one in L.A. really cares if they haven't done anything. No one really cares.
You know, like, what we really missed out on? LeBron's tweets if Kawhi Leonard was on his team. Like Kawhi Leonard missing his 15th game of the season. Like, what would LeBron's tweet say?
His cryptic tweet about some guys just don't seem to want to play, go all out, you know. Mm-hmm. He's like sending, he'll be tweeting at Kevin Love, like, I'm sorry, or random stuff like that. They'll go on a road game and they'll play against Kyrie. He'll talk about how Kyrie always fought to get back on the court and how, you know, just how, you know.
I remember Kyrie's gutty performance in the 2016 playoffs.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? Kyrie got hurt. That you never questioned if he wanted to be out there. And then Kawhi's over there sitting to him like, so?
It'll be really
wouldn't care.
That's the part about Kawhi. It's like, I don't think you can even make Kawhi mad. Even I imagine with all this stuff going on, he's just working out, chilling. Like,
he's at the U.S. Open.
He's chilling at the U.S. Open. He wasn't thinking about none of this. He's like, it's whatever. It's good.
Jason, other sporting events.
The thing about it, though, we talked about this when it happened, is if I'm the Clippers, yeah, I'd do it again. I take the chance again.
I don't know.
I get why they did it, but I mean, that man signed with them. Like, I'm gonna live in San Diego. Like, okay, whatever you want. I mean, because the Clippers had never gotten a big free agent before, ever.
Well, congratulations to them. They got one.
They got one.
All that Shai
Alexander, who won the MVP to do it.
Yeah, they got one conference finals appearance that he missed. it's such a Clipper way for this thing to end. They void the contract, and he's like, I guess I'll go, you know. And then the ultimate insult would be like, I've made all my money off of aspiration, and Steve and Mr. Ballmer, I'll go sign with like the Warriors or the Lakers for like nothing and just chill. I mean, that would be the – I would still be shocked they voided his deal if they find something, but who knows?
Dennis going to go to Utah and say, pay me. We're living in San Diego. We'll fly here.
I'll see you every other day. I don't practice. I fly in for games.
Jay, we appreciate you, my man. Thank you as always.
I'll meet you in Texas at the road. On the road. I'm not flying with you guys.
There it is.
All right, big dog.
Appreciate you, Jay. Thank you, my brother.
All right.
Jason Jones, boy, that was pretty bold to – throw that line out there about the Dodgers when you got to beat them in the regular season to get there.
You know, we got legacy.
Appreciate you so much for being with us. We'll be back here tomorrow at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Gigantes!
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.